Doctors say many expectant mothers in developing countries give birth prematurely, especially in refugee camps, largely because of poor diet and unhealthy living conditions. Premature birth is the biggest killer of children worldwide. Because these tiny babies are born before their lungs are fully developed, they are more susceptible to often deadly infections. But they could survive if placed in an incubator, where they would continue to develop in the closed chamber and warm, controlled environment. However, with a price tag of around $50,000, incubators are out of reach even for some hospitals. 23-year-old design engineering student James Roberts of Britain says his $400 inflatable incubator may help solve this problem.
It's basically an insulated piece of air, so it's like the difference between double and single glazing, so it's easier to keep the inside at a stable heat environment, heat temperature.
The incubator is collapsible and when folded resembles an ordinary travel bag. It is powered through a regular electrical line, but Roberts says he has found a solution in case there is a power outage, which often happens in refugee camps.
I thought, why not car batteries? There's loads of cars out there. You can use it, they're pretty readily available. So you can plug this into a car battery, it'll run for 24 hours, and then when the mains comes back on, the mains can then charge this battery, and then that can run the incubator.
Roberts won the $47,000 James Dyson Award earlier this year for his incubator design. He says the project is still in the development phase, but the prize money will help him start a company for the mass manufacturing of inflatable incubators. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.